and welcome to another episode of Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
And I am hungry.
I'm sorry.
I know, it's not your fault. But considering...
You can cook too.
I know how to cook, but I was preparing the show and doing other things. But it's not really going to be nearly as hungry as I'm going to be next week when Rochelle and I are going on a cleanse.
And our friend.
And our friend Mason. He's going to be going on a cleanse. Rochelle was just at the health store the other day picking up a three cleanse kits. We are doing the Re-Cleanse Herbal Cleanse. Seven-day whole body detox stuff. It comes with a bunch of pills and recipes and about $20 per kit. And I'm thinking I'm going to be starting it probably Saturday or Sunday. The reason for that is it's 7 days, so I'm trying to straddle it between two weekends while not ruining one completely. So I figure
because you can't drink when you're on it.
I know, and I have to double check that
it says not recommended to drink alcohol.
Well, that's recommended.
Yeah.
It can mean one thing, like, you know, I could not drink lots of hard alcohol, but, you know, like...
I think that you might feel like shit, like...
What about gin, though? Gin's a pretty clean alcohol. It's, like, nothing to it. Gin and water? I can do that, right? Uh-huh. I'll have to check
the... If you want to try, I don't know. You might be sitting on the toilet for a while, though.
That's a small price to pay. Small price to pay. So we're going to be doing that.
But at least, like... That's the reason why I picked the 7 day one, because there's 15 day ones and there's 30 day ones.
That will kill me. Like, I know, because a few years ago I did the Master Cleanse, which compared to this, the Master Cleanse is just bordering on torture. It's the one where you're drinking like the maple syrup and the water and the cayenne pepper and
that's brutal. Oh, so you don't take any pills, you just...
No, it's just like, it's... All you do is you, you make this... You make a... I think it's...
Special concoction?
Yeah, it's like with the... what was in it again? It was a cayenne pepper, a bit of maple syrup, water, and... That's pretty much it for about... I lasted about as long as a week, and...
Do you have to eat only certain foods when you do that?
No, that's all you have.
Oh, my goodness. You don't eat at all?
No.
Oh, that's brutal. I couldn't do that.
No, that's it.
It's like how can you... I mean, because you still have to go to work and stuff. It's not like you can...
Yeah, it's pretty brutal. I don't... You know, you got to have a lot of resilience to get through that. And basically, you do lose weight, but it's really... You're just... Because you're starving yourself, essentially.
Yeah.
The cayenne pepper and... And the maple syrup is just enough to kind of keep you alive with sugars and the barest amount of nutrients.
Oh, I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like walking around like a zombie.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Pretty much it. And after the cleanse is done, it's 7 days. They have a recommended set of recipes so you can kind of continue on.
Post-cleanse
recipes, so we can continue on being healthy and being fun. And, yeah.
I think the hardest thing is they don't recommend, like, you can't eat bread.
Yeah, I know, and that's tough for both you and I, because we, you know, you take bread and cheese out of our diets, and you may as well just kill us, like, you know.
I know.
So, I like not even like what about like flatbreads, like pitas, or like.
No, you can't eat any bread. Like you can.
This is this.
The whole only whole grains that you can eat are cooked grains, like that quinoa stuff that we tried,
which is actually pretty good.
That stuff is really good, but I didn't realize that you're actually supposed to rinse it before you cook it, because those little shells from the seeds come off, and when you rinse it, it doesn't have the shells, but anyway,
I didn't mind the shells, but
no, you don't even taste them. That and like brown rice and pearl barley and.
See, I don't mind barley.
I don't mind it either, but it's like you have to figure out how to mix it and with vegetables.
Can you eat anything which vaguely resembles bread?
No.
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 Why? Because it's ruined. Because it's Because
it's processed.
What if... Can I take any of the grains that we're eating, any of the seeds and nuts and berries, make a promise not to process them and make like a loaf of bread out of them?
No, because you have to put yeast in that to make bread.
And I think yeast is the deal breaker.
I don't know. I think so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And you have to put milk in it. We're not allowed to drink milk. You can't eat any dairy products.
God damn it.
I know.
This is going to kill me. Yeah, looking forward to that.
But some of the recipes are really good, though, for the post-cleanse.
Yeah.
The one that I really want to make is, it's a soup, but it's...
Which one was it?
Let me find it.
You find it. It's on the bottom there, and I looked through it briefly before I started the show, and actually some of the stuff didn't look half bad, so... But the whole not eating bread thing is, I don't know how we're going to do it.
We're just going to be really bitchy.
Yeah, we'll be sitting in separate rooms doing other things.
This looks really good though. Gazpacho soup. It's Italian soup, so it's just a whole bunch of vegetables that you put into your blender with some olive oil and mix it up and
we're going to have to get rid of the onions because I'm just not having that.
Yeah. Which is funny because for the cleanse, like the one thing that you can eat unlimited amounts is onions.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks. Just because onions is really the one food that...
Yeah, because this recipe has two onions.
Two types of onions, and I'm not going to be having either of them. I'm not going to have like the regular onions or the...
No, there's only just regular onions in this.
Still, like it's funny though because... Everybody makes fun of me because I'm like the one food I really, really don't like is onions, whether they be leeks, whether they be white onions, whether they be whatever, right? I just don't like them. And I get a lot of flack from everybody for it because, like, what? You don't like onions? You know, I'll eat anything else. Like, you know, I'm pretty easygoing when it comes to food. But,
yeah.
You know, I think I have a.
But you know what? Onions, it's
in every.
It's so hard to cook for you, like for both of us because
you like onions?
I like, well, I don't mind them, like because they give a lot of flavor to a lot of recipes.
The sort of oniony texture and kind of grosses me out. Makes you want to barf.
Oh, here's what I'll make: onion and miso broth. Perfect.
Make me 5 bowls of that.
Anyway, if anybody's doing the cleanse, you can just go to recleanse.com and it just has a whole bunch of really good recipes. And actually, I would recommend them even if you're not doing the cleanse. There's just some really good recipes on the site.
Yeah, so we're going to be starting it Saturday. And if you feel really ambitious, why don't you do it along with us? Go to your local health food store, pick up the recleanse kit, and we'll see how we all do together. See who's going to be the first to buckle. It's 7 days. I think I'll make it as far as 5, maybe 6 before... Try.
Well, you have to do it.
I'm going to try my best.
No, you can't say that. You just have to do it.
I said I will try my best, and we'll see how how good my best is, you know. And we'll just see. So anyways, I'm going to be putting up a...
If you give up and if you stop doing that...
You're going to be so pissed off at me.
Can we make a bet?
Well, because I'll probably lose. I don't want to make
I'll bet you.
Okay, what are the conditions?
Money.
No.
Come on. I'll bet you $50 that you can't do it.
I'm not gonna put $50 on the line.
Why? That means that way you'll do it.
How about if I win?
I'll give you a big kiss.
No, how about if I win, you buy me $50 worth of beer and fast food?
No way. I would not do that. Beer, yes. Fast food, no.
Okay. So that's a
no. I would, like, defeat the whole purpose of doing the cleanse. Well, go to McDonald's right after? Ew. Your stomach wouldn't even be able to handle it. You'd probably puke.
It'd probably just come right out the butt.
Yeah.
A few minutes later.
And smell the same.
Probably get the same texture. And, all right. Well, I'm going to try my best. I'm not going to... We'll just leave it at that. Again, if you want to cleanse along with us, pick up a kit, do it with us. I'm going to be putting some more details on our forums at tiptaptip.com/forum. and you can follow along with us. If you're feeling even more ambitious, you can be actually the first person to write anything on the forms beside myself. That includes Rochelle, who hasn't written anything on there.
It's because I just became a member today.
Oh, you signed up. Yeah. All right. So that makes one, two,
three.
All right. So that's good. We have three. So now you know how to post stuff and you can tell people to put stuff on there. And
yeah, I've just been trying to figure out how to use it so that when people ask me how to use it, then I can.
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it totally is. I just got confused. I'm like, why isn't it working? And then I saw that I had to sign in. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. So,
but I've been telling a lot of people about the website and about the podcast and stuff. So hopefully some of my friends will be listening.
Yeah, hopefully. What's the reception been like when you've been telling people?
A lot of people are confused. They don't really know what a podcast is.
Well, that's, well, I guess you kind of have to explain that, what that is. It's a radio show that you subscribe to and it automatically gets put down. I think Joel put a really good explanation of what one was on this, on episode one of Squid Pod. So if you want to go listen to that, squidpod.com. Joel will tell you all about podcasts and RSS feeds. Compelling.
Boring.
It's something else.
I just say it's like a radio show that me and you do, and
It's a radio show that you subscribe to and gets automatically put on your iPod.
Yeah.
Done. So, so we're doing that. And
if you're looking for other good podcasts, I highly recommend the Old Time Radio programs with their Old Time Radio stories. Those are so much fun to listen to.
So if you're looking to listen to 1930s, 1940s radio serials, including The Shadow, Flash Gordon,
Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Tom Corbett, Space Guy, and
The Falcon.
The
Falcon.
I haven't listened to that one. Apparently that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You can listen to those. Good thing about those is they did not edit out the original commercials. So you actually...
Some of them they did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some of them they did, some of them they didn't. But if you're lucky, you'll get to hear... If you're lucky, you get to hear commercials. If you're lucky...
No, like, they're really good. Like, the Kellogg's Pep commercials?
Yeah.
So good.
They don't even make Pep anymore.
No.
You know, another... actually, speaking of cereal, another... Actually, probably my all-time favorite cereal is one they don't make anymore.
What?
Well, you know what my current all-time favorite... You know what our current...
Corn Pops.
Corn Pops.
We never get them because they're so sugary.
Because they're so sugary and the giant box lasts like a day and a half in this place.
Yeah, because we'll eat it like for every single meal.
Yeah. But previous to Corn Pops, my favorite up until then was this cereal called Pro Stars. You don't... It's the hockey one.
Yeah, but wasn't that just... what's it called? Like, there's one that's like the same as that, but it's not for hockey. It's...
Yeah, it's really nothing to it. It's just kind of like things that look like stars. There wasn't really any sort of like marshmallows, like you have like Lucky Charms or anything, but I remember it being really good. And I don't know why that one in particular.
I think there's one that's like that now, but it just has a different name.
If there is one like that, send me an email, info@tiptaptip.com. I miss that flavor. It's so good.
It's called sugar.
I know it's called sugar, but they did it in a special way, and that special way was really good. And I miss it a lot. info@tiptaptip.com. Subject line, Pro Stars.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's a video of people participating in strange things with their dogs. Not sex.
Forget dirty dancing. How about some poodle prancing? What do you do when you don't have a man to...
Okay, so somebody had to come up with a rhyme with dancing. Forget dirty dancing. How about poodle prancing?
I don't like poodles.
Oh, don't say that. You'll get in trouble.
Dance with? Well, if you're in Japan, you leave nightclubs behind and take your dog to the Bow Meow World in Tokyo. This is no foxtrot, but you can cha-cha-cha with your chihuahua or polka with your poodles, assuming they don't think you're crazy. It might be a dog's dinner to some, but in a country where the declining birth rate means there are more dogs and cats than children, this is about staying active, getting exercise, and bonding with your best friend.
He used to ignore me when I called his name, but now he looks at me immediately and comes over.
Wow, it's good to know that crazy dog owners are an international thing. You know, people who dress up their pets and dance with them and make them do stupid things.
Yeah, but the sad thing about this is it's all women, and they're basically saying that because women aren't having kids, they're dancing with their pet dogs.
Yeah, because there's a declining birth rate in Japan, and like they said earlier, there's more dogs and cats than there are actually children being born. So.
Oh, that's so bad.
So, all right, here's to the next generation of dogs and cats.
Felt like having a walk with my dog wasn't enough. But with dancing, my dog and I can really enjoy each other. Not everyone is convinced or even that good at it.
Dogs tend to learn faster than their owners, while we get out of breath really easily. Dancing is supposed to be fun for both, so I'm hoping I get used to the routine soon.
Once their owners get over that dog-tired feeling, the end goal for some is to take to the stage, showcasing their skills to all, assuming their pups don't get stage fright. Reuters.
All right. See, I don't think there's any cat dancing videos that I was looking at.
Because cats are smart enough not to do stupid shit like that.
Well, they're just stubborn. Because they'd rather be sleeping and hanging out. Speaking of cats, we now have a new rule in the apartment.
You want to talk about
it? I won't talk about it. It's nothing controversial. Nothing it's really going to be like scandalous or anything. But in a nutshell, no cats in the bedroom.
I think it's fair. I've heard of other people doing that too, and it makes sense to me because I spent probably about 45 minutes yesterday vacuuming our quilt from cat hair.
Well, that quilt, the one you were vacuuming, is the worst quilt because it picks up cat hair so much, and they love to line it because it's dark.
I know. It's like they know where they're going to leave the most hair, and that's where they go to.
Yeah.
Like if you have a pair of black pants or a black jacket laying on a couch and you come home, that is where the cat will be.
Yeah.
On your black jacket.
Yeah. I find it particularly heartbreaking because one of my late nights routines, just as I'm going to bed, is something called a cat party. Basically, what I do is I call both the cats. They go come running. Surprisingly, they jump off the bed and I give them pets, and it's a cat party in the bed. No more cat parties. Sorry, guys. They'll deal. I'm sure they've already forgotten by now.
Now instead of having a cat party, we can have a naked party.
I'll have to edit that part out later.
Whatever.
Yeah. Cats come up and they hang out and everybody's having fun and they're rolling over and
yeah, all over my pillow, and then when I go to bed and then
you're breathing,
and then I breathe in cat hair while I'm sleeping and I wake up with cat hair all over my face. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Well, it's fun for me at the night.
But yeah, but, I mean, they only stay there for, like, 5 minutes, and then they leave.
Then anyway. They get bored, and they leave. And the cat party's over.
You can just make, like, a different cat party at a different time.
I'll be a cat party on the couch.
Yeah.
All right, I'll have to do that. Won't be as fun.
Whatever.
No more cat parties. Cats suck. Cats. Sorry.
Our cats are just too furry. They're like fur balls. If we could shave them, that'd be awesome.
Well, you gave them a haircut last year. That was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, last summer, Rochelle, I remember back in her old apartment. No, or was it here?
No, it was in our old place. It was really, really hot out. And I felt sorry for them because they're so furry.
We're doing a show. Fuck off. No.
So anyway, I gave them haircuts, and They looked just scissors, and it was really, really difficult to give them anything even, so they kind of looked like burn victims afterwards.
Well, really patchy, but actually they really, they seemed to enjoy it because they were a little bit cooler. But
yeah, I think so.
But they looked, but they did look pretty stupid for a few weeks or so.
Yeah.
So maybe if they're, maybe if they act up, we'll give them another haircut. Yep.
Well, this place is a lot cooler.
Yeah.
We have more windows, and we can open all the windows because we have screens.
Yeah, yeah. Compared to our last apartment, which was just brutal.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
So. And it was really dusty, too. Like, all the dirt came through the windows from the streets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, our old apartment was, if those are familiar, if those of you who are familiar with Calgary, was actually right on 17th Avenue. And, like, I mean, like, right on 17th Avenue. And just... And
which is a very busy street.
It's a very busy street.
Especially in the summertime, a lot of people
walk sort of hang out and walk around there, and they're loud and drunk, and it's all good. And it's even worse during the during playoff season, when basically it goes completely out of control. Thankfully, don't send me hate mail, but thankfully the Calgary Flames didn't make it too far into the playoffs, so we were kind of spared that ridiculousness.
But even last week during the Stampede, like, I would not want to live on 17th Avenue.
Oh, yeah. It's because Stampede, yeah. Oh, God, I'm so glad that's over. Yeah. So, all right. Man spent $1,000 a week on beer.
That's not hard to do.
That is hard to do.
Like, I think, like, when our friend Shane goes to the bar, he spends...
No. An Australian man convicted of his seventh drunk driving charge was spending about $1,000 Australian a week, about $972 a week on beer, enough to buy more than 2,500 small bottles a month. So doing the math. Okay, so...
2,500?
Okay, so 15 days, so that's 600 and something.
So basically he's an alcoholic.
Well... nobody can drink that much. That would kill him, man. $2,500, 2,500 bottles a month. Doing them, okay, so that's 600 bottles a week, 100 bottles a day. No, he's not drinking that all himself. He would die.
Yeah.
The heartbroken construction worker began drowning his sorrows after breaking up with his partner 5 years ago. The Northern Territory News said, quoting his defense lawyer, is selling a court in Australia's remote tropical north. The magistrate declined to jail the father for Michael Leary, noting he had quit drinking since his latest arrest, but banned Leary from buying or even holding a beer for 12 months. Guess he didn't learn. The magistrate also poked fun at Leary's favorite beer, Melbourne Bitter, as part of the country where drinkers can be as loyal to beer brands as they are to football teams. That is poor judgment on two counts here, drinking that much and drinking Melbourne Bitter. Magistrate Vince Lupino was quoted as saying, wow.
What a waste of money.
Well, it's a waste of money. Like, well, I don't know.
Like, he can't be drinking. I mean, he probably just got drunk and then he went to the bar and then bought a whole bunch of women drinks trying to seduce them and then...
Then
stuff like that.
But in the end, he's still the drunk guy at the bar.
Yeah.
Who everyone's being friendly to, just because he's buying drinks for everybody.
And you pretty much could even have a job. You'd have to, like, be at the bar all day.
Yeah.
And how would you, I mean, unless he's, like, buying it all on his credit card, which is possible.
Yeah, like, something like that. That's a full-time job, drinking. Like, it's
totally.
Because, you know, if you're going to go that hard, it's not like you can do it at night and then be in any good shape for your work the next day. You know, you just got to go. I know. Speaking of drinking lots of beer, did I mention this about the Around the World in 80 Beers? I'm not sure if
you
did.
No, I don't think you talked about that.
But right now, a couple friends and I are coming up on the near the end of our what's called Around the World in 80 Beers. It's hosted by this drinking establishment in Calgary, and you get to have what they do is they give you a passport, and on that passport there's 80 spots where you can choose from their menu and have 80 different international beers. I think I'm
you're at like 48 now. No, I think 46?
No, I'm 51 or 52.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're almost done. And then when you're done, you get your name put on a plaque in the bar, and then you get a free sweatshirt with the logo on it, right?
You get your free, okay. It's, and then a 20
beer glass.
At 20 beers, you get a beer. At 40, you get a beer mug. At 60, they give you a sweatshirt.
Have you gotten your beer mug yet, then?
I haven't cashed in anything yet.
Oh, okay.
So what I'm going to do is when I reach 60, I'm gonna get three things at once just because it's fun to do.
Yeah. Okay, so you get the sweatshirt then right away?
No, I'll get the sweatshirt when sweatshirt is what I get at 60.
Oh, okay.
So that's going to be my next thing to get, so.
That's going to be so tacky.
I know, it's going to be awful, but it's going to be like one of my indoor shirts, right? So
whatever. Yeah, and I get to see you in it still, though.
Yeah, but whatever. Ew. You've seen me in worse clothes. You remember those sort of gray sweat pants shorts I had with like the sort of cartoon print on the side, but they had the huge hole in the crotch? Yeah,
SpongeBob SquarePants?
Something like
cartoon
that.
Cartoon on it, wasn't it?
Something like that. Those are, that's what I like to call my...
Yeah, those were nasty, but they were still tight, so it's okay.
and somehow I managed to wear a hole through the crotch.
If you wear, yeah, well, because they were really tight, but...
No, because they're just cheap like sweatpants material.
Baggy shorts that you wear inside, those are so nasty.
They're indoor shorts. I've explained this to you before, the distinction between indoor clothes and outdoor clothes. Now, during my... My 9 to 5, I dress up a little bit more so than I would normally, you know, mm-hmm. sort of a casual office environment. But when I get home, the first thing I do is change into shorts and t-shirts because I figure, you know, if I'm going to be home, I'm going to be comfortable. So, you know, obviously I would never really wear what I'm wearing out, you know, the same way I wouldn't wear our snugglers out just because they're so ridiculous.
Yeah, those are definitely indoor clothing.
Yeah, but they would be fun to wear outdoors.
One piece fleece snuggler. It's almost like what babies wear, but without like the built-in feet.
I know.
Those are awesome. Got them from Avon. Such a good find.
Royal blue, if you can picture this. One piece, zip up, royal blue. Like top and bottom, things without the feet, with the hands. And this I don't understand is rather than actually making like, you know, legs, they have the
it's almost like armholes because the crotch is like by your knees.
The crotch is by your knees, so you're walking around like a penguin in these ridiculous outfits.
Yeah.
So I'll post a picture of
that Christmas picture.
Yeah, where I'm leaping in a kitchen looking like a superstar in my
But you know what? I think that, like, sometimes, yeah, it's nice to have, like, clothing that you can go home and change into and be comfortable. But I think it's also nice sometimes to wear clothing at home that is where you look good, too.
I
think you should have a pair of, like, little leather shorts with zippers on them.
No.
Yes.
Because that wouldn't be comfortable.
No, but sometimes... You should just look good at home still.
Yeah, I do when we invite people over and we social.
No, just when it's just me and you.
What's wrong with my shorts? I think these look
nasty.
All right, you don't like my shorts.
I think it's nice to look good still when you're at home. Because or else you just turn into like this. The one thing I don't like is like a sweatpants relationship. That's what I call it. Where people just hang out at home in their sweatpants.
Well, I don't have a sweatpants, so we don't have to worry about that.
Well, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they're sweatpants or if they're shorts. They're like the same thing. It's like hanging out in like casual gear and then you like sit on the couch and eat potato chips and watch movies. Boring.
No. But I like wearing it.
Okay. Not all the time, though.
Okay, then what should I be wearing? Like, I'm not going to be wearing my jeans inside.
No. Like, you should be wearing little leather shorts.
No, I shouldn't be wearing little leather shorts. First of all, you know, it's summertime, so I'll be sticking to the couch. Second...
Our couch is leather.
Yeah, but...
Stick.
Well, it's not the most friction...
You'll slide.
It's not the most friction in the world, so I'm not going to be... Second of all, No.
It's fun.
No.
It will be so fun.
Yeah, fun for
you. I promise you.
Fun for you.
Okay, I know. How about we'll get you latex ones, and then we'll put oil on them so then you can slide on the leather couch.
No. Again, no. I'm not going to be wearing silly clothes like that when I'm home. I'm going to be wearing a t-shirt. I'm going to be wearing... maybe... How about we go shopping for nicer shorts? Nicer indoor shorts.
Shorter, tighter shorts.
Nicer shorts. How about those gray ones I got?
No, those ones... You know those ones that I found at the Junk Star Vintage Store? Those ones are nice. They're like old school running shorts, so they're like really short, and they're blue, and they have stripes on the side. Those ones are nice.
Actually, those ones I don't mind.
Yeah.
Those ones are right. We'll tell you what, I'll make you deal. I'll change into those later. Everybody's happy.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody's happy. Ravers lose sight at laser show. Dozens of party-goers in outdoor rave near Moscow last week have lost partial vision after a laser light show burned their retinas.
Oh.
People are still raving. Yes, all right.
Yeah, I knew that.
Russian health officials said on Monday, Moscow City Health Department officials claimed 12 cases of laser blindness at the central
like permanent blindness?
We'll get to that.
Okay.
I'm not sure. At the central ophthalmological clinic and daily newspaper, Kommersant said another 17 were registered at City Hospital 32. In the center of the capital. Attendees at the July 5th Aquamarine Open Air Festival in Kurzach, 80 kilometers northeast of Moscow, began seeking medical help days after the show, complaining of eye and vision problems. Wow. They all have retinal burns. Scarring is visible on them. Ouch. A loss of vision is, in individual cases, is as high as 80%, and regaining it is already impossible. Holy shit.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Must have been quite the show.
Yeah, maybe they just were too high on ecstasy to realize that lasers were burning their eyeballs.
Well, yeah. Well, actually, that brings up a good point, because if they were on those types of drugs, their eyes would be dilated completely open, right?
Oh, so there would be more
bigger target for the lasers to hit.
Yeah.
Dummies. Attendees said heavy rains forced organizers to erect massive tents for the all-night dance party, and lasers that normally illuminate upwards into the sky were instead partially reflected in the raver's eyes.
Oh.
So you know, like, those super, like, intense, like...
Yeah, that go up into the sky and look like there's a UFO in there.
Yeah. In your eye.
Oh, my goodness. That is so dumb.
Yeah. Good gun, guys. I immediately had a spot like when you stare in the sun, rave attendee Dimitri told Kommersant. After 3 days, I decided to go to the hospital. They examined me, asked if I'd been at open air, and then put me straight in the hospital. I didn't even get to go home and get my stuff. Cosmic Connection, promoters at the Aquamarine rave, were unreachable and did not list contact numbers on their website. Industry website, laserfx.com, that's F, letter F, letter X, said focused laser light can cause eye damage almost instantly. Yeah. The owner of a Moscow laser rental company told Reuters that accidental blindings were due to the illiteracy on the part of the technicians. It's partly the rain, but also the size of the laser. Somebody set up an extremely powerful laser for such a small space, said Valentin Vasilyev, who said his company did not provide the aquamarine lasers. Ow!
So it's because the people were illiterate? They couldn't read the
instructions? Basically says the people, in a nutshell, the people who actually were working them were dummies.
Yeah.
These are lasers which are meant to be pointed up the sky. For whatever reason, these dummies decided to point them not at the sky. People looked at them, and now some are blind forever. Good job, guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would sue.
Yeah, absolutely. I think in that. Because...
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's a way to, like, reverse the blindness with the laser eye surgery.
Take the same lasers, fire them again into the eyes.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
Sometimes it works. Okay, I'm going to read part from my diary now.
All right, another stunning...
What did we call it last time? I can't remember.
Skyrocketing towards adolescence or something like that.
Yeah. Okay. So,
All right. Lay it on us.
Okay. I went to Ross Haven camp. Boy, was it a blast this year. I met a counselor who's 16. I'm only 11.
Hold on.
So I'm 11. No, I'm talking to show that later.
Oh, okay. I'm just...
Yeah.
All right. I just see something on the page, which I thought was kind of interesting, but well, I guess we'll...
What should I rename? His name is Dick. He has a lot of zits, but underneath that, he's good looking. He says I'm really cool. The coolest people in camp in my age category. Me and my friend. He's really nice, but I haven't gotten to know him good to tell him any secrets, and also what I wrote in our cabin when I didn't know him. About me coming here to strip for him, and he liked it.
Whoa.
I wrote in, this is like a Bible camp, and I wrote in the cabin that I came to the Bible camp to strip for him. Like,
how old are you?
And I'm 11.
Ooh.
I know, so okay. Weird.
All right.
But I was all wrong on that. He's a really nice guy. He likes Fido Dido.
Oh, just shit.
Like me. Yeah.
Well, that dates that.
He also taught me this, which is basically an exclamation mark, but instead of it being a straight line, it's a triangle with a dot underneath it.
That's pretty cool.
That's the cool thing to do, don't you know?
Yeah, that and Fido Dido. That's also pretty cool.
And I'm like, cool, hey? He only wrote me one letter, and I only wrote him one, too. Except mine was 4 pages long. I guess I'm getting a bit crazy over him. Now I need to wait for him to write me, because I don't have his dorm address. At camp, he let me borrow his Fido Dido shirt, his Boston Bruins cap, and his mountain pullover.
Sounds like a hell of a guy.
Awesome.
Wow.
And what I remember about him is that he wore, like, Quicksilver everything.
Did he wear hypercolor?
No, it was just like fluorescent.
Actually, speaking of hypercolor, American Apparel. Why? It was bad in the early 90s.
Stupid.
It's not, you know, the kid.
Unless they prevent it from like changing color in your armpits.
Yeah. Like, you know, yes, it's kitschy and like, you know, I'm sure a lot of your models weren't even born by when the original hypercolors were even around in 1990.
Why.
But it was never cool. It's not cool. I don't need to see, you know, where you sweat.
Yeah, that's like, why don't they bring back Fido Dido while they're at it?
Fido Dido I could deal with a little bit. Oh, hypercolor was never cool.
No.
God damn you, American Apparel. All right, back to the story.
Okay, back to the story. Okay, so on the opposite page, I have a huge heart with Rochelle and Dick. And then I have on the bottom, in brackets, as friends.
All right. Okay. As friends.
Okay, so there's this other guy.
Gary?
Yeah, Gary. Gary is also really cool. He's not what I expected. He's as cool as Dick. Gary let me wear his bracelet in July, August, and 1 week of September. It's fluorescent yellow and black. Cool. With this extra special exclamation mark.
Oh, you even wrote cool with like the kind of angular letters.
Yeah.
Nice.
Dick and Gary signed the back of my Ross Haven Bible Camp 1990 clock. It's not working yet. It was one of the things that we made there. It was like in the wood shop. As a craft, we made a clock.
Like what? They give you like the motor and then you just like kind of make like hands? Yeah.
And they cut out like the wood shape and everything. We basically just painted it and decorated it.
Oh, okay. So it's basically all ready to go.
Yeah. The Jamie Platts YMCA is open now and I have my membership for a year. I go swimming there a lot and I'm taking swimming lessons. I know all the lifeguards who work there on holidays. I have no idea why I called this person Uncle Jeff. I don't know why I called him Uncle. Is cute and so is Bruce, but he kicked me out of the hot tub. Jerk.
Hey.
School's starting tomorrow. Ah!
Alright.
Can I read a little bit more?
Yeah,
kind
absolutely.
Of. Okay. School has been going on for 1 month and 1 week. I really miss Dick. He's so cool. How come all the teenage guys are so cute?
And cute is underlined?
Yeah. With a special
exclamation mark, yeah.
And the boys who are my age are shrimps, shorter than me. I guess I must admit I really like Mark. But of course, that was what I said about... Oh, no, I renamed this other guy Mark, too. Anyway, Mark is now in Red Deer. He moved there. This is the guy who I had a crush on who wrote Mark Was Here.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He moved there, and some say he's moving back next year, and I'm in grade 7. I'll be so pretty then, he won't recognize me.
Ha, 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 ha. All right.
Okay, I'm almost done. This kind of finishes up the story. My clock is still not working. I am mad at Gary, blah, blah, blah. I hate him. He gets on my nerves. He gets on my nerves,
and then you wrote angry face.
Yeah. He beat up some of my friends for no reason, practically choked them. Then after he beat them up, he went and beat up these other girls for no reason at all. I don't understand.
We should look him up and see if he's in jail. Because if he has an early history of beating females, he might just have a criminal record.
Maybe, I don't know.
We should look him up afterwards.
It's so weird. Debbie says he's in a lot of stress. After I heard that, he beat up this other guy. Strange and kind of dumb. Well, I still think Gary is pretty nice, but not as cool as Dick. Better write him a letter. Bye, dude.
Yeah, because, you know, whenever I get stressed out, the first thing I do is I clock you across the face a couple times and beat the hell out of you.
I know.
Because life is so stressful that, you know, I got to take it out on somebody.
Yeah, but it was honestly, it was grade 6, and I think he was in grade 9. So
that's more bad, because the grade 9s are pretty big guys.
Yeah, I know. I think he was, I don't know. I know the guys who are my friends in grade 6, like, they were kind of... They kind of harass the older guys to just, like, prove that they're strong and cool and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
So that's another...
That's it.
And I don't have any news stories, but if there's anything interesting you'd like to talk about, now's the time to do it. I can tell you what's going on.
Well, to continue the survey that we're doing about the worst pickup lines ever... I just wanted to, this was actually, it wasn't that bad of a pickup line when I went, but it was a very weird, weird spot to be picked up at Safeway.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was just like, what the hell? Like, I'm grocery shopping. So I'm trying to think of recipes. I'm not thinking of guys.
So Rochelle was out last evening buying supplies for the upcoming cleanse, vegetables and nuts and whatnot. And I guess you were in the produce section when...
These two guys came up to me, and when I'm grocery shopping, I usually listen to old-time radio podcasts, and so I always wear my headphones. And my headphones are huge, white, skull candy headphones, because I like how sturdy they are. They're not going to break when I shove them into my bag and stuff. Anyway, so these guys come up, and they're like, you know, asking me about my headphones. And I don't know, so I showed them my headphones, and I'm like, yeah, they're really good. I like them. Mm-hmm. You can just get them at London Drugs. And they're like, oh, yeah. So what's your name? You know, so they basically just used the headphones as an excuse to, like, talk to me.
I've heard from several people that particular Safeway, so it's, like, such a pickup joint.
Yeah, but I thought it was the gay pickup joint. Like, it's the gay Safeway.
I've heard just pickup joint in general. I've heard, like, you know.
I mean, mind you, it was, like, 10:30 at night, but... It's such a weird place to, like, I've heard of people picking up other people at Safeway or whatever, but you're just not thinking about that kind of stuff. Like, even if I was single, I wouldn't, this is weird.
Yeah.
Not the right time, really. But anyway, so I told them that I'm taken, and I was going to show them my ring, but I haven't gotten it changed into the right finger yet.
we got to sort that out one of these days.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that. So... Be careful in the Safeway. You might get picked up. If you like it, that's good. If not, continue on with your shopping. That's it. You've been listening to Tip Tap Tip. If you want to fire us off an email, which any email will be...
And tell us your worst pickup line ever used on you, or maybe one that you used on somebody else.
Yeah, you can write that in the forums. We have a thread there. Feel free to sign up and write to your heart's content. So Rochelle's joined, so she knows how to work the forums now. Now we just need people to write in there so we can actually respond back to you. Forums can be reached at tiptaptip.com/forum. If you want to send us some money so we can buy better microphones, better mixing stuff, better computers so we can do...
But we're just going to use it on beer, but don't tell anybody.
No, no, we're going to be using it on actual equipment. You can send us a few dollars via PayPal at tiptaptip.com/donate. The website, of course, is tiptaptip.com. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle. Bye.
And we're out of here. Bye. And I think it's done.